G'day, readers. I am here at the Sydney Airport, and I'm speaking with Jonathan at the Watermark Bookshop. I'm asking him, what are travelers in Australia reading? What's current? What's hot?
Well, currently, we sell quite a lot of Australian fiction here, and also a lot of British fiction, I suppose, and not too much American fiction. So you're
That's all right. Tell us, what are the top Australian writers these days?
Courtney is a very popular author.
What are some of his top titles that we could find in the States?
The Power of One is probably his best known book. And his latest book is called Fortune Cookie. That's been very popular. And Peter Carey, who your readers would know, he now lives in the United States. He's very popular. This has been a very good seller, The Room by Emma Donoghue.
Actually, we've previewed that on the show. She's wonderful.
Yes. It's actually a very interesting book. Jeffrey Archer is always popular. Only Time Will Tell is one of our big sellers. And as always, Patricia Cornwell has a relatively new book, The Scarpetta Factor. It's been very popular.
How are the Dragon Tattoo books selling here?
Oh, they have sold very well. They've fallen off a little bit recently because they've been around for a while. But the third one in the series is selling very well because the movie has just opened here.
What's on the curriculum for Australian high schoolers?
I'm not absolutely sure, but I do know the Great Gatsby is often part of the curriculum, and Shakespeare, and I'm not all that well up on the school curriculum in Australia, but I don't think it's all that different as far as English literature goes. Yeah, I just wanted to show you that as far as our non-fiction goes, this has been consistently one of our best sellers over the last year or so. A Little History of the World by Gombrich.
Is Gombrich an Australian author?
No, he's German, and he passed away, I think, 20-odd years ago, maybe more. But it's a recent translation. It was available in German for many years, and now it's available in English for the first time, and it sells extremely well. Another book that's been very popular is The Brain That Changes Itself by Norman Doidge. It's a book that I've actually read myself. It's extremely interesting. If you're at all interested in psychology or neurology, it would be of interest.
What titles should our listeners pick up if they wanted to really get a good introduction to Australian writing today?
Peter Temple is probably Australia's top crime writer. He's won many awards in Australia and is fairly well known internationally. Another very popular writer is Marcus Zusak, whose book The Book Thief has sold extremely well all over the world, and I would recommend it to anybody, really.
Americans are very familiar with Colleen McCullough and the Thornbirds. Yes, is she still writing?
Yes, she is.
Naked Cruelty. That's a new title from...
A new title, and it's part of a series. It's a Carmine Delmonico novel.
What kind of series is that? Is it crime or just women's literature? Or
crime. It's a crime thriller. It's actually set in America in 1968.
All right. We'll look for that. Thank you. Jonathan, thanks so much. This is great news for our American listeners.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Bye now.